Hi to neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Dwayne Lenz of Cattle Facts. We're back with Dwayne right after this.
This is Jim.
Hey.
Jim has no trouble eating raw chicken.
Fear. That's the real poison.
He thinks skydiving is a parachute optional activity.
Well, falling's only half the game, you know.
Last week, Jim went bear hunting with his bare hands.
Well, they don't get a gun. It's only fair, right?
You could say that Jim is a guy who likes to take risks, but even he won't leave his starter fertilizer unprotected.
Hey, crazy's one thing. Stupid's another.
Jim uses a Veil Phosphorus Fertilizer Enhancer, a proven solution to phosphate fixation that maximizes your fertilizer investment. A Veil works at the molecular level to keep phosphorus from locking up in the soil. More available phosphorus gives your corn a significant advantage early in the growing season, and as much as 10 to 15% boost in your potential yield. So whether you're petting sharks in chum-infested waters...
They are kind of cute, aren't they?
Or scaling a phone tower, just for fun.
What a view.
You can have faith that Avail is taking the risk out of your starter fertilizer. For more information, visit chooseavail.com or call 888-446-GROW. That's 888-446-GROW.
One concern that was spoken more than once this last week during the cattle industry convention in Denver was the fact that we've got such a small mama cow herd. Smallest herd in some 50 years, in fact. And while we're producing more beef per animal, it's still a worry for the industry. How are we going to start turning things around and rebuilding the herd in the days to come? Dwayne Lenz joining us today with the Cattle Facts Organization. And Dwayne, as we think about trying to rebuild the mama cow herd, how do we get that accomplished? How do we get the producers interested in holding on to those females when they're worth so much money these days?
Well, I don't know, Ron. We get higher prices now, and that's not really encouraging. We're dry in a lot of parts of the country. I think some of the folks you talk to in your part of the country are dry. You know, if we're going to expand, we have to have continued high calf prices along with water, enough water to grow some grass. So far we're not seeing the rebuilding starting. Maybe this year we get prices high enough for these calves, we'll start keeping some of the heifers back. But hey, you can get that kind of money per head for a heifer calf. A lot of people just say, I just think I'll cash in one more year and go on.
Are we going to see a restructuring of the industry where these smaller guys gradually get out and our cow herds get bigger and bigger then?
Well, probably so. You hear from folks in the country when you visit with them. The people that are expanding say, hey, I had a neighbor running, 50 to 100 cows, maybe 150 cows, and just decided kids aren't coming back. They want to do something different, so I took over their ranch, either bought it or leased it. So I think you are. We've seen consolidation going on for decades, really, and we're probably going to start seeing it to go on to even a greater extent moving forward in the next few years.
One last question, Wayne. If you were trying to give advice, obviously you offer advice on a regular basis to your membership, but give us maybe at least a trial sample for our guys. What's the advice out there to our cattle producers as they look at 2011 and the things they need to be doing to be better?
Buy cows. These calves are going to bring a lot of money, so buy some cows. But, we're so big, you got to manage your costs, and that's the difficult part because everybody thinks I'm as good of a manager of costs as anybody out there. And, a lot of our stuff we deal with, we try to share with people what other producers are doing to try to manage costs, maybe keep some things down. So manage costs everywhere you can. The other thing that we're saying, even though markets are good, look good, if you can contract cattle, if you can move some cattle ahead, that'll make you a lot of money this year at any point, don't shy away from it. There's a bird in the hand's worth a couple in the bush. So take the money and run if you got a good deal going.
Analyst with the Cattle Facts Organization, Dwayne Lenz. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, neighbors, from the old reliable, the McAllister Stockyards, they've got their special cow and bull sale coming up this Saturday, February 12th at high noon. Consignments will include 900 bred cows and pairs, 200 bred heifers, 25 open heifers, and 35 bulls. For more information, you can call them 918-423-2834 or go to their website, www.mcallisterstockyards.com. The McAllister Stockyards special cow and bull sale, Saturday, February 12th, high noon. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.